Bitmine buys another 101901 ETH, pushing Treasury past 5 million Bitmine immersion technologies disclosed on April 27th that it added 101901 ETH to its balance sheet last week, lifting total holdings to about 5.08 million ETH. At ETH's price of $2,315.87 as of April 27, 2026, the stack is worth roughly $1,177 billion. Cointelegraph reports a slightly lower running total of 4.98 EMITS ETH, putting Bitmine's share of circulating supply near 4.12%. The two figures bracket the same point. A single public miner now controls a ratio of Ether normally associated with sovereign-scale treasuries. The accumulation was first flagged by Wu Blockchain and confirmed in a Cointelegraph thread minutes later. Both posts cite Bitmine's own disclosure as the primary source. A weekly buy bigger than most funds hold 101901 ETH EOS is not a one-off raid on the order book. At the day's price, last week's addition cost Bitmine in the neighborhood of $236 million. The miner has been buying at this cadence for months, a pattern we covered when Bitmine had staked 70% of a 3.5 MOS ETH treasury worth 8 Babis. 6 weeks later, the stack is up by roughly 1.5 MOS ETH. For context, that single weekly tranche is bigger than the active ETH balances reported by most US-listed altcoin treasury vehicles, and it lands in a market where Ether is barely moving. ETH is at $2,315.87, down 0.7% on the day, and only 0.17% on the week. The CoinMarketCap fear and greed reading sits at 44, neutral. Demand of this size is being absorbed without a price reaction, which is itself a signal about how thin the marginal seller pool currently is. Strategy side by side. The disclosure landed in the same hour as Strategy's latest Bitcoin update, which logged a 3,273 BTC purchase for about $255,070,706 per coin, taking that company's total to 818,334 BTC. The two posts effectively split the trading day's institutional accumulation news between Bitcoin and Ether. Strategy's BTC stack at current prices is worth roughly $63.6 billion. Bitmine's 5.08 MR ETH stack is worth 1177 B. Different scales, but the structure is the same. A single public company using its balance sheet as a programmatic buyer of one asset on a weekly schedule. What 4% of supply actually means Ether's circulating supply is a moving target because of issuance, burns, and staking lockups, but the rough figure of about 121 NEM ETH in circulation makes 5.0 NEM roughly 4.2%. Cointelegraph's 4.12% number lines up with the lower 4.98 MER total. Either way, the concentration question is now uncomfortable for an ecosystem that has historically marketed itself as more decentralized than Bitcoin. If Bitmine continues at a 100K per week pace, it would clear 5% of supply within 6 to 8 weeks. That trajectory will draw attention from validator economics commentators, since the company also stakes the bulk of its position. A single staker controlling north of 5% of Ether starts to matter for finality assumptions in ways that were theoretical 2 years ago. The spot demand question, the accumulation also lands in a week where CryptoQuant flagged that the broader crypto rally is futures driven and spot demand is negative. Bitmine's buys are real spot demand, off exchange or on, and the fact that price did not move on the disclosure suggests other holders are quietly selling into the bid. Whether that bid persists if ETH breaks lower is the open question. Treasury vehicles tend to buy through volatility, but their cadence is not infinite, and quarterly capital raises rather than weekly drips have funded most of the stack so far. For now, Bitmine is closing the gap on the largest non-exchange Ether holders by a meaningful margin every week, and is doing it without obviously moving the market.